Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, many holiday shoppers will be up early Black Friday, but it's apparently not as big a deal as it used to be.
Bloomberg's Ann Riley Moffitt is joining us on our news line. Ann, you found the relevance of Black Friday is fading. Why?
That's exactly right. And I don't think it will surprise you why. I mean, we're all doing a lot more shopping online. And when you shop online, you don't have to wait in a cold line at 6 a.m., you know, the day after Thanksgiving. So, you know, we saw that Target says it's going to fulfill more online orders over the next 5 weeks than it did in all of 2015, which I think really puts it into perspective. Shoppers are starting earlier. You know, a lot of these companies rolled out their online promotions, you know, back before Halloween. So, you know, a lot of savvy shoppers have been buying for weeks. And honestly, the really smart ones started at Amazon Prime Day way back in July and just been storing things in their closets. So, you know, Black Friday, it's not like it was in 2007, 2008, where you would line up or sleep outside in sleeping bags. You just don't have to do that anymore with two-day free shipping.
Yeah, if you go back to 2008, though, you can really see that Black Friday has just been expanding and expanding and expanding. Remember, they were doing 24 hours at first, and then they backed it into Wednesday. And you're saying, really, this is just an expansion of that, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And when we talk Black Friday now, we're really even just talking the five-day period, you know, Thanksgiving all the way through Cyber Monday. That is still a big shopping weekend, and I don't think anyone would tell you it's not. You know, we're seeing numbers that 165 million Americans plan to shop over that five-day weekend. But it's, you know, that's stretched over 5 days, and really it's all stretched over about 3 months at this point.
Thanksgiving's late this year, the 28th, so the holiday shopping season is a bit shorter. What's the retail industry expecting for this season?
A little bit, that's an excuse, to be honest. You're right. There are six fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is the latest on a calendar that Thanksgiving can get. But if you have 15 people in your family and you're planning to buy 15 gifts, you're going to buy them whether those 6 days are there or not. So any retailer telling you their results aren't going to look good because of the short Christmas holiday are kind of making an excuse. You know, that said, you might see some more crowded stores. You know, there are just fewer days for people to get in, so it might look a little bit busier. Overall, though, overall spending this season is supposed to be up about 5% from last year. That's what most analysts are saying. So I think it will just be a little bit more condensed. Really what you should be watching for if you're a consumer is if you wait till the last second, you know, make sure you have that two-day shipping window, because that's where it's going to get tight. And I think Christmas will get here before you know it, but that's not going to impact overall spending.
Bloomberg's Ann Riley Moffitt, thank you so much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.